T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora, brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. You can hear Jason on with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Jason, how did Larry Ogunjobi go from having a $40 million deal with the Bears? The deal gets voided, and he ends up with the Steelers on a one-year, $8 million deal.
Look, there's a lot of things that go on in Chicago that make you scratch your head. We've seen things like this in the past where a team has sort of an agreement. They do further medical digging and they decide that, no, we're extricating ourselves from this, whether it was a verbal agreement or whether it was just an agreement to terms, but not a fully signed contract, because obviously that fully signed contract is always contingent upon a physical. It's not without precedent. I mean, I can remember a few years ago, the Ravens had a pretty substantial deal on the table with Michael Brockers, and then they did more digging on his ankle and they came back to him with a lower number because they had issues with the ankle, and then he ended up going elsewhere. I love the deal for the Steelers, though. I mean, I'm not going to compare him to Tuitt, because he's not, not many. Like, the last time Tuitt was healthy playing football, that to me was Aaron Donald's in his own tier, but then that top of that second tier, Tuitt's right, you know, was right there for me. So I don't think you can expect that with Ogunjobi, but I also think this is far more amenable than having to play Cam Hayward all over the place and turn him into a jack of all trades, plugging this hole, plugging that hole, because we just don't have the bodies that we need or the bodies up front that we trust. So no, I mean, I think he's a very good football player. I think he'll be a really good fit in their locker room. He knows this division, and it's some really valuable insurance on the D line, and he is a guy who, when he's right, can get you some pass rush from the inside. So no, I think it's a great signing.
Should the Steelers expect to see Deshaun Watson twice this year, Jason?
No, I'm not sure that the Steelers, I don't know if Deshaun Watson's ever going to play for the Cleveland Browns. Like, if there's somebody who's willing to guarantee you that, I'd like to hear a full explanation of why. This is a very unique circumstance for a multitude of reasons. There's so much that's unknown about him. I mean, if there has ever been a psychiatric evaluation of him, or if he spent 5 or 6 hours with a behavioral scientist and they wrote a report up on the mindset and makeup of Deshaun Watson and what makes him tick, why he's driven by certain behaviors, I'm not aware of it. I mean, if it happened through any of these court proceedings, I don't know that the NFL or the Cleveland Browns certainly were privy to it. And there's so much unknown. And if he is told to sit on the sidelines for at least a year, what more comes out in that year? What does that bring out in him? What is his reaction to that with all this time on his hands now? I can't predict the future, but I think it's a very real proposition that he doesn't play football this year. And again, with him having all of these interactions, even the scope of which is known now, where according to the New York Times reporting, it's at least 66 in less than a year and a half period. I mean, how many more stories are still untold as of now? I would not make it hazard a guess as to how many games he starts for the Cleveland Browns, because I got to see him start one before I even consider it.
Jason, what's the Browns' recourse? Do they have any?
Nothing.
No.
When we've seen teams go to bat for players in the past, and I'll go to a prominent one, and I am not equating what these individuals were accused of or their individual circumstances. It was very public that Jerry Jones was going to bat for Ezekiel Elliott in the court of public opinion, in the court of law, in the court of Roger Goodell in the NFL and its personal conduct policy. And he could say that this guy's in my office every Friday or whatever, and I've spent this much time with him, and I've known him since the first time we went and scouted him at Ohio State, and I have a personal relationship with him, and I and others in this organization have mentored him, and we have done our own significant investigation into this or that allegation, and here's what our security team found. and here's what we've, like, he could do all that. Jimmy Haslam doesn't know this dude. Jimmy Haslam didn't try to get to know this dude. Jimmy Haslam kept throwing money at him until he said, yeah, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know more about it than the NFL. He doesn't have it. That means we did our research. I just told you, they didn't have anybody who has any background in psychology whatsoever a part of their process. They spent minimal time talking to him, and it was them recruiting him, okay? So they've got no leg to stand on. They structured a deal knowing this is probably coming, and we're going to make it as financially advantageous to you when they do drop the hammer on you, because you'd have to be a jackass not to know that the hammer's dropping in some way, shape, or form. So what recourse do they have? Nothing. In fact, I would say, if I'm the league, I would look at the way they structured that contract and say, you know this was a sham. You know that you haven't unearthed anything, or you don't even know this individual at all. You spent no considerable time with it. So we do know better. We do know more. And guess what? That $1 million, he'll get paid $1 million this year to do nothing. He got paid $11 last year to do nothing. So that actually, from an optics standpoint, that's fine. And he's not going to come after, right? He can try to appeal. I mean, if he wants to file a court case, whatever. They structured this contract in a way that told you, like, nobody was naive to this. And they bent over backwards to try to put him in the best position possible. But I think that also allows the league to say they knew exactly what they were doing. Him not playing football for a year, as we continue to learn more about this, and you know, he gets to keep his money. That's whether it turns out to be a one-year suspension that only cost him $1 million in salary, or whether he ends up on an exempt list, or whether they figure something else out. Either way, I don't think the Browns have anything to stand on.
Jason Lockenfora, holy crap.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.